In the electronic music studio, which you might call a laboratory, we can create sounds which have never been heard before.
Right now, before we go anyplace else, I want you to go with me to a special place that I know. It's a museum. But it isn't an ordinary museum. It's a very abstract museum in which they show sound paintings. If you can say that you show sound. But I don't see why you can't. But here we are in this corridor. Some of the most beautiful works of art are here. Here's one right here. This is by a very fine young artist. Here, let me turn it on.
Traditional music skills. My whole way of working developed around the possibilities of tape recorders.
Tapes, tape recorders, tape recorder.
We play our tape.
It was all about tapes back then.
Tape recordings of conversation.
Secret tape.
You could actually take preformed pieces of music, existing pieces of music. Now this called on a whole different set of musical skills, which were to do with the understanding of the cultural weight of different sounds and the cultural value of a scratchy record. I don't have any traditional music skills. The fact that it's called music makes you think that it's in some way connected with what was going on before. The only connection is that it comes in through your ears.
Digital. You need a computer to hear it.
Computer.
What's a computer? What's a computer?
Sound editing just gets easier and easier.
That's why people are switching to digital.
Get digital.
Bring the machine right in, please. Just bring it right in.
Computer, 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 computer,
computer, computer, computer.
Would you like for me to explain to you the difference between digital and analog recording?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories' research into the basic nature of speech. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
It's called
Daisy, Daisy, did me your answer do? I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be an Irish marriage, I can't afford the carriage. But you sweep up on the people, the world is a real party.
Hello.
Discovery 1 consists of five men and one of the latest generation of the HAL 9000 computers. Three of the five men were put aboard asleep, or to be more precise, in a state of hibernation. We spoke with Mission Commander Dr. David Bowman and his deputy, Dr. Frank Poole. Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everything going?
Marvelous. We have no complaints.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that, and I'm sure that the entire world would join me in wishing you a safe and successful voyage.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The sixth member of the Discovery crew was not concerned about the problems of hibernation, for he was the latest result in machine intelligence, the HAL 9000 computer. Good afternoon, Hal. How's everything going?
Good afternoon, Mr. Amon. Everything is going extremely well.
Hal, you have an enormous responsibility on this mission. In many ways, perhaps the greatest responsibility of any single mission element. Does this ever cause you any lack of confidence?
Let me put it this way, Mr. Amon. The 9000 series is the most reliable computer ever made. The 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or destroyed information. We have not any practical definition of the lines, nor proof that it is capable of error.
In talking to the computer, one gets the sense that he is capable of emotional responses. Do you believe that Hal has genuine emotions?
Well, he acts like he has genuine emotions. But as to whether or not he has real feelings is something I don't think anyone can truthfully answer.
Sentence. He is not so much singing as sermonizing. Colon. His tragedy, perhaps, is that the audience is preoccupied with song. Paragraph. So the bearded boys and the lank-haired girls all eyeshadow and undertaker makeup applaud the psalms and miss, perhaps, the sermons. They are there, colon. They are with it. Sentence. But how remote they really are from sit-ins and strikes and scabs and life. Paragraph. The times, they are changing. Singing, doing. Singing, doing, 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 doing.
Gather round the river. We'll be right back.
You're wasting my time.
It's just a matter of time, really.
Time to go.
You have failed me for the last time.
This is not a good time. Not a good time at all.
All in good time. All in good time.
Before this record ends, 600 seconds will have passed, and the miracle will have occurred. But before we meet this miracle, let's first turn time backwards. It is 5,000 BC. Look around. See how there is nothing here to listen to. No radio, no television, no phonograph. Nothing but the wind and the rain. The rhythm of the wind, the beat of the raindrops. See how man listens to that. And now see how he starts to create strange rhythmic sounds of his own. Sounds that excite his emotions. You are here in 5,000 BC. Observing the beginnings of music.
Fie Iesu Domine, dona eis requiem.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just help.
Day civilization, and music is still with man. But listen to how it has developed since the time of its beginning. Now music has become an inseparable part of each man's life, the expression of all of his emotions from the moment he makes his entrance on earth to the time that he departs.
In the blue.
If I say to you today,
as it has pleased Almighty God of his great mercy to take unto himself the soul of our brothers here departed, we therefore commit their bodies to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to it.
I'm not afraid of dying. I don't know how I'd feel at the moment, but I'm prepared for death because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.
attention, please. This announcement has been cancelled for today only. City Rail regrets any inconvenience caused.
I think you can see my point. Now, the artist that did this, fortunately, is under sedatives at the moment, and we expect that his later work will be much calmer and quieter. But we do like to give these young neurotic artists a chance. Well, here, I'll turn it on and you can hear it for yourself.
In a room different from the one you are in now, I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again, 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 again and again. I am until the resonant of my frequencies of the room reinforce, and I am going to play it back into the room, so that again and again, and I am going to until the resonant of the room frequencies of the room and again reinforce them until the resonant frequencies of the room semblance of my reinforce chord. I am sitting in a room. Different from the one you are in now.
In my room,
I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again. And I am going to play it back into the room again and again. And I am going to play it back into the room again and again. So that any semblance of my speech until the resonance, with perhaps the exception of and I am going to play them back into the room again and again, with perhaps the exception of a reinforcing rhythm, so that is destroyed of my speech, it is destroyed of my speech.
Thank you.
that is one work that the museum should well be proud of. However, I would like to have you come with me now, and we'll open this black door at the end of the corridor here. I won't be able to keep it open very long, and I think you'll understand why. Here, I'll open it like this, just a crack, and you listen.
Do you have any dreams? I mean, a dream you dream about all the time. It keeps you going, dreaming about it, hoping it'll come true.
Welcome to my dream.
Very happy. The spirit.
you, Albert. As Mr. LSD, we're happy.
Exactly as I dreamed it. Or did I? Lady, this is the dream. Exactly as I dreamed it. Or did I? Lady, this is the dream.
As Mr. Billings, the As Mr. LSD, I'm very happy. The spirit of the molecule. The spirit of the molecule.
The door. The reason it's black. Here, let me open up this door. It's just covered with beautiful colors. And we'll hear what's on the other side of this door.
Seconds have elapsed. 450 seconds remain, and then the miracle. In the meanwhile, let's turn time to 1955.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, run. 2, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11 o'clock, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11 o'clock, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. 2, 3 o'clock, run, you're gone, we're gone. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
It is 1955, and a meeting is being held that will introduce possibly the most important development in music since the time man originated his first rhythmic sounds.
Gentlemen, you've all heard the rumors. They say we at Magnus have a development that can change the concept of music. Well, the rumors are true. With this new development, any man, woman, or child will be able to play music in 10 minutes on the grandest of all instruments, the organ.
Come on, is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's your permit if it's why I get. It's your permit if it's why I get. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your permit if it's why I get. It's your permit if it's why I get. I like to get to know ya so I can show ya. Put a hurtin' on ya like I told ya. Give me all your numbers so I can phone ya. Your girl act the same thing, call me over. Not on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call before you come, I need to shave my cha-cha. You do what you don't know, you will or won't ya. Go downtown and eat it like a bocha. See my hips, big hips so chop. See my butts and my lips don't chop. Lost a few pounds in my waist, won't ya. This the kind of beat that go ra-ta-ta. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive and when yet, number five. It's your primitive and when yet, number five. If you got a big, let me search it. If I know how hard I gotta work, yeah.
Sound is so much body.
Oh, what? We talk over everything and understand each other perfectly. 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 Perfectly.
Is there any escape?
Is there any escape?
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woods Bob Ruffrenish? Get Frenish Boots Pierre Googled. Do you begin for the for the British Russell Bugger?
Obviously a major malfunction.
Capture resonances and use them to our advantages.
just like a buzzing fly. I come into your life, I float away like honey in the sun. It wasn't right or wrong, I couldn't sing that song anyway. Oh, but darling, I remember
how the sun shone down and how it warmed your green smile when all the love was there.
Love cannot measure itself until the hour of parting. Trust comes from within you. Love is not cannot measure itself until the hour of parting. Trust comes from within you. Love is not cannot measure itself until the hour of parting. Trust comes from within you. Love cannot measure itself until the hour of parting. Trust comes from within you. Love is not cannot measure itself until the hour of parting. Trust comes from within you. Love is not cannot measure itself until the hour of parting. Trust comes from within you. Love is cannot measure itself until the hour of parting. With each ending comes a new beginning. With each ending comes a new beginning. I seek not to know all the answers, but to understand the questions.